Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's threat to Taiwan is surely troubling. But some changes within Russia and China are being developed. The changes can be an indication that they are in transition to progress in their political system. Ultimately speaking, we believe the sovereign God holds the fate of nations. God is behind the changes in those countries. God can end the war in Ukraine, protect Taiwan, and bring peace to those regions. Speaking of transition, Paul was facing a life-altering transition when he spoke to the Roman governor Festus and King Agrippa. Festus had already heard from Paul, and he did not find anything wrong. King Agrippa heard Paul as well and agreed with Festus. Since there were no established charges against Paul, Festus could have released Paul, but Paul did not cancel his appeal to Caesar. Paul's reason to appeal to Caesar can be found in his defense speech. We read part of the Paul's defense speech. Paul passionately followed the old way and persecuted the Christians. It was unthinkable for such an anti-Christian to become an advocate of Christianity, but it was God's will. Despite Paul's being a hater of the Christian faith, God had a plan for him, and God's plan was to change Paul. On the way to Damascus, Jesus appeared and told Paul, "You are persecuting me. Your persecution hurts you to kick against goad." Goad was a spiked stick to drive cattle in the ancient times. At the moment of Paul's conversion, Jesus revealed to him that by running his life his way, he was poking himself, causing pain. Paul stopped going against God's will from then on. Paul underwent many major transitions beginning from his conversion. Standing in the court of the Roman governor was one of those transitions. According to Festus and King Agrippa, Paul had a choice over that particular transition. He could choose to appeal to Caesar or not to appeal to Caesar and be released. Paul didn't fear and was not swayed by anything, even death. Roman Caesar at the time of Paul's arrest was Nero. Paul might not have known how crazy Nero was, but would have sensed appealing to Caesar meant his martyrdom. The traditional date of Paul's arrival at Rome was 61 AD. The fire of Rome, blaming Christians for the fire, and the first great persecution against Christians occurred in 64. The anti-Christian atmosphere, after he arrived, Rome guaranteed his execution. And Paul suffered martyrdom in Rome in 67. Paul's speech and attitude before Festus and King Agrippa reflects his acknowledgement that sovereign God mapped out his life and he willingly yielded himself to God's plan. If we look at our life altogether, we see life as a continuation of transitions. We often experience major ones, like Paul went through, like some countries, or many countries are going through. And when we experience those major ones, we experience a lot of anxiety and worries. But think about how Paul handled his transition. For us believers, transition does not mean any change in God's plan and God's love for us. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever our lot is, God is still in full control over our life's path. Therefore, it is well with my soul, whatever changes I face. In Knowledge of the Holy, A.W. Tozer attempts to reconcile seemingly contradictory beliefs of God's sovereignty and man's freedom, man's free will, and changes in life. And it says, an ocean liner leaves New York bound for Liverpool. Its destination has been determined by proper authorities. Nothing can change it. This is at least a faint picture of sovereignty. On board the liner are scores of passengers. These are not in chains, neither are their activities determined for them by decrees. They are completely free to move about as they will. They eat, sleep, play, lounge about on the deck, read, talk, all together as they please. But all the while, the great liner is carrying them steadily onward toward a predetermined port. In addition to many variables created by the free will of passengers, they also experience a lot of transition on board. It may rain or snow. There may be storms on the way, and they may get seasick. But the liner does not alter its set course and will eventually arrive at its destination. This is how the sovereignty of God works in our lives. The mighty liner of God's sovereign design keeps its steady course over the sea of history. Look very closely at many watershed moments we have had. There were some moments that turned out the way we wanted. Do you know why? Because they were in agreement with God's design. How about some other moments that did not run our way? Because God had different plans. This world and our personal lives are always in transition, and we will experience some watershed moment during 2024. But we should not fear, because God is sovereign. The history of the world is His story. God holds a pen to dictate our story, and our life becomes God's story. Amen.